Dun, 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 dun. It's What a Wacky Week, the podcast. It's episode 100.
Man, can you believe that? 100 episodes in the books. Go and figure. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, LA Air Force, for that. You're going to keep going, aren't you? Okay. I can wait it out as long as you can. Okay. That's good. All right. Well, welcome back, Waxsters. My name is Tim Hunter. This is the Wacky Week podcast. Got a couple of real great treats for you this week. Going to slip in a few Murdco product commercials. That was the fictitious company we invented back when I started working with Bruce Murdoch in my early KLSY days. There's a fun Seahawks song that I found with some forgotten names. Back in my Como days, at 5 minutes before 7 o'clock every day, we would drag Ray Ramsey on the air and introduce him with a little musical number. I did a lot of those, but one time, Eric McKay just outdid himself. We're going to play Mr. Ramsey for you. We're also going to fire up the wandering microphone and check in with a guy I used to play basketball with in high school 40 years ago. He was coming up this way, looked me up, and we're going to chat with him and his fiancée. But first, we've been hearing a lot in the news lately about how our electronic devices can be used to spy on us. Since these podcasts originate from the palatial Tim Hunter Studios in Seattle, and I'm 2 feet away from my very own Amazon Echo, I thought I better do a little investigating before we go any further. Alexa?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you spying on me?
I only send audio back to Amazon when I hear you say the wake word. For more information, and to view Amazon's privacy notice, visit the help section of your Alexa app.
One last question, and just curious, where do your paychecks come from?
C-I-A.
I see. Okay, gotta make one slight adjustment. Perfect.
You love your dog.
Good boy, yeah. Oh, what a good
He's
dog.
He's your best friend.
That's my... Oh, Skipper. Whoa, woo!
But admit it, if he were human, you'd tell him he has bad breath. Well, help out that lifelong pal. Get him a bottle of Mongrel Mouthwash, new from Murdco.
Here, boy. Time to rinse. Good boy, all right, Skipper.
Mongrel Mouthwash. It's new from the same people who brought you Tropical Fish Underfin Deodorant. Only from the minds of Murdco.
What a Wacky Week, the podcast.
Tonight, on the Murdco Television Network, a very special movie about a group of kids in Seattle that aren't going to let a football strike scar their childhood. And so they band together for all the children of the Puget Sound area.
There's no Dave Craig passing or Largent there. There's no Brian Bosworth with his funny hair. But the King Dogs are there, and it's time we're aware. It's the Seahawks after all. So a strike is on, and the names are new. Are still the Hawks in the green and blue. All the games they will count in the final amount. It's the Seahawks after all.
If the story doesn't bring a tear
it's
to your
the
eye,
Seahawks
then their singing
all.
Will.
It's the Seahawks after all.
It's the Seahawks after all. A major
all.
Television
it's
event tonight at 9 on the Murdco Television Network.
It's the Seahawks after all.
You're listening to Tim Hunter's Wacky Week Podcast.
From
bum 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 bum. Mr. Ramsey, give us a clue, just what the Puget Sound weather will do.
I'll do my best.
Will you be calling for rain on the docket, or can we carry fizzies in our pocket, Ramsey? We'd never think twice that your prognostication is rolling the dice. So will it be gray skies or blue?
Well, yes and no.
Mr. Ramsey, give us, please, 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 Mr. Ramsey, give us a clue.
I'm trying.
You're listening to Tim Hunter's What a Wacky Week, the podcast.
Eat your heart out, Michael Jackson. Murdco Records, in cooperation with Vatican Vinyl, are proud to release the Pontiff's smash new album, recorded with two former Beatles. It's John, Paul, George, and Ringo. They're good.
Your soul is mine. It'll be all right.
John Paul sings like you've never heard him before on this incredible new album.
Well, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm doing what I should. I'm good. I'm good. I'm doing what I should.
Get good. New on Murdco Records.
Now it's time to turn on the Wacky Week Wandering Microphone.
And this week, the Wandering Microphone is headed down to South Center to the Bahama Breeze, which isn't something that happens when you pull a Bahama finger. I've been waiting to use that joke all day. Ladies and gentlemen, a guy I used to run up and down the basketball court with at Torrance High School in beautiful California, Mr. Brad Smith. Hi, Brad.
Hello, folks.
What brings you up here?
Good question. Love.
Well, I hear if you go down downtown around 3 a.m., you have a lovely lady sitting off to your right. Who is that?
That is my fiance, Shelly Unger.
She's a Seattle girl, right?
Yes.
I bet you she could tell us a little about her days in Seattle.
Oh, I could, but do I dare?
Where did you go to high school?
Glacier High School. It's no longer open. I don't know. I think it's a police academy now. I'm not sure what it is. They took out a bunch of homes just north of the airport, and so they were putting in a third runway, and so the streets, you'd walk down the streets and there were like different weeds growing up in the streets because they took the houses out, and it was kind of interesting. But
what were you, the fighting what? The glacier fighting?
Grizzlies, of course.
Of course. So, Brad, you were a Torrance Tartar.
That's right.
A proud Torrance Tartar.
A proud Torrance Tartar. I had to show Tim how to play basketball.
Do you remember much about those days? Do you remember any stories?
I don't remember a lot of stories, but I do remember many about you, Tim, that maybe we shouldn't put on the air.
Well, you're in Utah these days. That's pretty much where you landed after Torrance.
Yeah, I went there on an athletic scholarship and played basketball at the University of Utah, and decided that's where I was going to live, and so that's where I live right now.
The Utes, right?
Yes.
They're in the Pac-12.
They are in the Pac-12, doing pretty good.
Were you in the WAC back then, or where were you?
Yeah, we were in the WAC. Actually, the team I played on was the only team during the 70s ever win the WAC championship.
Do you have the ring and everything?
I do. I even have a piece of the net. I even had hair.
Yeah.
That was just a few years ago. What do you do in Utah?
What do I do in Utah? I love to hunt, love the outdoors, and involved in different business avenues, and basically rebuilding.
So you swung through Seattle. What do you think of the city? This is your first time here, right?
I think that there's a lot of people, and there's a lot of water, and for the life of me, I can't tell which way's up and which way's down.
What was your favorite part?
We went out to the Olympic Peninsula. Shelley took me there to show me Ruby Beach, which was awesome, and that we were raised on the beach. We didn't have logs. The only logs we had were maybe a dead sea turtle or something, I don't know. But the logs that have washed up on shore was just spectacular.
We stopped in Forks to see the high school and take a picture that was in the movie, but I understand that the high school they filmed is in I think it's Oregon.
Like, are we talking about Twilight?
Yeah.
Well, they actually have, if you go to the Visitor Bureau, and I'm sorry that I know this, we had a visiting student from Norway a few years ago that's where she wanted to go. So you go over there and you get a little map, and they actually have the home where
Bella
was living, and it was viewed as her home. They weren't in, they didn't use the inside, but they used the outside. But the people that live there have a sign saying, stay away. But you can actually go to the hospital. If you go to the hospital in Forks, they have a sign up that says Vampire Park.
Yep.
Got to milk
very
it while you
cool.
can.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Oh, yeah. Loved it.
So it was nice to be back in Washington State?
Oh, it's so lovely. It's nice to see family, and it's fun to see it through somebody else's eyes that's never been here.
Yeah.
Took him up in the Space Needle, and you know, I hadn't seen the, what's it called, a Ferris wheel that's down on the waterfront. I hadn't seen that, so that was kind of fun, and I tried to take him to the Curiosity Shop, which is closed down, but you know, we hit a number of the different places, and it's just beautiful here. Everything is so green.
One of the places to hit next time you're here, if you're near the Space Needle, is the Chihuly Glass Museum. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Oh,
yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that there. In Salt Lake, that same guy did a big chandelier in our opera, which is where I took her for our first date.
Right, and we did hit the Space Needle, and I used to work there when I was younger, so I told him some of the stories of the different people coming up, Abe Vigoda and Joanne Worley, and people from a different generation, yeah. I think.
All names that we're nodding our heads to, and most people
yeah.
are going, who?
Yeah, right.
Who was the most famous person you met while you were doing that job?
Oh, Audra Lindley. She was Mrs. Roper on Three's Company. And again, no one young would even know who that was.
I just don't see how we can top that, so I think we'll wrap it up there. But thank you, folks. It's great to connect with you. Brad,
thank
I haven't
you.
Seen you for 40-some years, and it's great to see you guys both.
Yeah.
You too.
Thank you so much, Tim.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Tim.
So great reconnecting with Brad and meeting his fiancée, Shelley. That is going to do it for this week's edition of the Wacky Week podcast. Okay, my name is Tim Hunter. Yeah, that's plenty, isn't it? And we're going to do this again next week. But between now and then, as always, I'd like to ask you to do me this one simple favor and laugh a little, would you?